decided to start one up, and then basically reached out to some folks here at Bradley, Jake Young, who runs the cybersecurity department over here, and said, hey, we'd love to get you involved, have some students help out, invite the students. And he graciously accepted our invitation. So we're actually going to be hosting it here in October in the new technology center over there.
So we're talking information security here. And I mean, one big thing you see, kind of like the Equifax breaches,
yes,
for instance, and like that's a problem for companies everywhere. I mean, we've heard of a lot of companies, you know, smaller companies here that have had that same issue.
Yep.
I mean, is that going to be kind of a focus of your conference then?
Absolutely. So the way that these kind of work is folks who want to speak or give talks or presentations can talk about things that they've been working on in their job, breaches they've responded to, or a tool that they've written, basically anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be information security focused. At one of the B-sides in Washington, D.C., somebody gave a talk on like how to make the best whiskey sour or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just a community kind of grassroots type of thing to get everybody together in the same room and see if we can come up with some good ideas on how to improve the InfoSec community around here.
So what are some of the other conferences that have happened across the country? I mean, what are some of the things that have come out of those, for instance?
Yeah. Like? So I guess let me start on how B-Sides kind of became a thing. So about 10 years ago, at some of these larger conferences in like Vegas, you have Black Hat, you have DEF CON, pretty well-known conferences. And there was such an influx of speakers that wanted to present. They didn't have enough time or enough room. It's not because the talks were, you know, poor quality or anything. They just had too many people. So a gentleman by the name of Jack Daniel, who kind of founded the B-Sides framework, was like, hey, why don't we have all these cool speakers and these cool talks somewhere else and kind of do a B-Sides conference? And then it basically took off from there. So now the way to start up a B-Sides is basically you're able to use the B-Sides framework, which is a well-known framework. I believe B-Sides is in every major city, different countries, continents. There's a B-Sides Asia, B-Sides, you know, kind of all over. So having kind of that big name behind the conference hopefully will draw a lot more interest in it. But the talks, it's going to be like a one-day event, you know, like in the morning to evening, nothing, you know. Bring your family, bring your kids, you know, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So there'll be something of interest. So it's not going to be on such a high level that I could bring my teenage kid or even younger, and they would have understanding of
exactly
what we're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I said, it's very family oriented, friendly oriented. The goal is to get a bunch of smart people in the room and see what we can do, share ideas, share goals, like what we want to do for the Peoria area in terms of information security. There's certainly not a lack of talent around here, just from networking and growing and living up here. You know, we have State Farm, we have Caterpillar, we have all these big companies that have their own InfoSec department, deal with breaches all the time. So these people, we need to get them out of the house and get them all in the same room together and start making cool stuff happen.
Is that something you talk about a lot, or that I hear talked about a lot, is that people, you know, there's a lot of talent in this community, but it's all siloed for the most part. Like, these people are over here, these people are over here, and
exactly,
sometimes it's hard to get people in the same room. So, I mean, that's kind of your goal here?
Exactly, yeah. And especially, you know, blessed that we have Bradley to help support us, because the information security department is right here, and there's a ton of great top talent that's going to be coming out of Bradley, like ready to enter the workforce. And it's also a recruiting type of event for companies. So like companies can like sponsor, like, hey, do you want to help us, you know, make the badges or signage or something like that? And in return, you can have a booth and recruit top talent right here in Peoria.
So you say you're going to have a number of speakers. Do you have anybody lined up or booked yet?
No, we actually just opened our call for papers yesterday. So if anybody wants to submit, you can go to bsidespeoria.com, submit a talk. We'll review it. The call for papers doesn't close until midsummer, so there's plenty of time to think of ideas and stuff like that. But we're hoping to have a ton of speakers, lots of folks sharing ideas and sharing goals and things like that about InfoSec. But
you're a few weeks out from the election there. I mean, does election security play into this at all?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's kind of why we want to do it this year as well, just because of the events that are happening in the news, political tensions with other nation states. Usually when we see political tensions with nation states, we see something on the cyber side happen as well. So from an intelligence perspective, this is a great year to do something here and bring awareness to not only cybersecurity, but also the field in general. And some of the threats that are happening.
Absolutely. Anything else you want people to know about the conference here?
No, that's it. Just go to bsidespeoria.com and check it out. Sign up for our mailing list and keep posted for more info.
All right. Nick Schroeder, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Yep.